cash flow crunch? OnDeck Small Business Line of Credit gives your business immediate access to funds up to $200,000 right when you need it. Cover seasonal dips, manage payroll, restock inventory, or tackle unexpected expenses without missing a beat. With flexible draws, transparent pricing, and control over repayment, get funded quickly and confidently. Apply today at OnDeck.com. Funds could be available as soon as tomorrow. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Our first guest today is Lara Marlowe, who, of course, you know for many years on this program, veteran war correspondent, contributor to the Irish Times based in Paris, but somebody who has been in Ukraine on many occasions since the Russian invasion and has written authoritatively about it and has spoken to us about what's happening on many occasions. And Lara, thank you for joining us on the programme again today, because we want to hear what you think of these peace plan put forward by the Americans, seemingly at the behest of the Russians and without, up until now, the involvement of the Europeans and, most importantly, the Ukrainians. What do you make of it all?
It's absurd. It's outrageous. When you have the U.S. Secretary of State who has to explain to journalists that he doesn't think that this was a Russian text, a text just given by the Russians to Steve Witkoff, you know things have gone seriously wrong. Donald Trump has changed signals. He's flip-flopped, I mean, so many times on Ukraine that we've all sort of lost track. For a while this summer, after his failed summit with Putin in Anchorage on the 15th of August, he seemed to be more or less supporting the Ukrainians. He even made... laid sanctions on two Russian petroleum companies, but then he exempted Hungary, which was one of the main buyers of, or at least in Europe, of Russian oil. He exempted them from these sanctions, so that didn't really go anywhere. And then all of a sudden, again, he was calling yesterday, calling the Ukrainians ingrates again. So he's turned against the Ukrainians. He said, also in recent days, that Zelensky has got to like it, that he's got to like something. And he reiterated the statement he made last February that Ukraine and Zelensky just don't have the cards. And now today he's saying that something good is about to happen and God bless America. So nobody's really sure where we are. Trump also said yesterday that maybe if there was progress being made in negotiations, that we could go beyond the ultimatum that he has set for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. He said that Ukraine had to accept this so-called peace agreement by Thursday. But I think we have to bear in mind the actual content of this four-page text. It's 28 points. Clemenceau said back during the First World War about the American president's, Woodrow Wilson's 14 points, the good Lord only had 10. Well, the U.S. has got 28. And they are just, one doesn't know where to start.
Well, let me try, Lara, because the one thing that is quite clear is that essentially Trump is looking to reward Russia for its aggression.
Exactly.
By allowing it to keep the sovereign territory that it has seized, and also by giving it even more land.
Exactly, exactly. Ukraine, as you know, still holds 25% of Donetsk. And this so-called peace agreement says that Russia will get all of it. It's provision number 20D says that Ukrainian forces will withdraw from the part of Donetsk region that they currently control. And this part of Donetsk contains the fortress cities of Sloviansk, Kramatorsk, and several others. And if the Russians get all of Donetsk, they can just roll across the steppes all the way to Kyiv. So that's one of the biggest sticking points for the Ukrainians. Another really shocking thing about this is that it basically, not only does it reward Russia, it rewards the United States.
I was about to get to that, Lara, because he's treating this almost like a property development opportunity,
exactly,
whereby the United States would be involved in investing in the reconstruction of Ukraine as a reward for its assistance so far. It would make profits from that. It would share in the profits. And it seems that some of the profits might go to Russia as well.
Absolutely. Well, actually, it's not the U.S. investing, it's the U.S. benefiting. You know, there's nearly, I think it's $300 billion, about 280 billion euro in frozen Russian funds in Brussels. And provision 14 of the 28 points says that $100 billion of the frozen Russian funds will be invested in a U.S.-led effort to reconstruct and invest in Ukraine. So this money is also going to be used to reconstruct the parts of Ukraine that Russia has destroyed and that it will continue to occupy. So that's important that that be remembered. And the U.S. is not investing a penny more of its own money. It will receive 50% of the profits from this venture. And Europe is supposed to match the $100 billion in frozen Russian funds for investment to be rebuild Ukraine. So yet again, the Europeans are being expected to pay.
The Europeans pay for it and the Americans take the profits.
Exactly. Exactly. You've got it.
On Deck is built to back small businesses like yours. Whether you're buying equipment, expanding your team, or bridging cash flow gaps, On Deck's loans up to $250,000 help make it happen fast. Rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau and earning thousands of 5-star Trustpilot reviews, On Deck delivers funding you can count on. Apply in minutes at ondeck.com. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by On Deck or Celtic Bank. On Deck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
Okay, there's another thing, and this is slightly separate, but it's the response today that came from the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. And I think it's really interesting, and what she has chosen to highlight as well is something that doesn't get enough spoken about in this part of the world. She says any agreement requires the return of each and every Ukrainian child abducted by Russia. Of all of the horrors unleashed by Russia's war, none cuts deeper than this. Tens of thousands of boys and girls remain trapped in Russia, frightened and longing for their loved ones. We must place these children at the top of the global agenda. This is really interesting because when you look at the way that the United States has supported Israel in looking for the hostages to be returned from Gaza and made this worthy of all of the support from the United States for the bombardment of Gaza to get the hostages back. Here we have tens of thousands of children stolen by the Russians, and yet Trump's administration, Trump's regime, is prepared to reward a state that kidnaps children.
Yeah, and that rapes women and rapes children and bombs civilians every night. No, it is shocking. This so-called peace proposal does say that children will be returned. Melania Trump has been involved in this, and she's been writing to Putin and so on. But the fact is only a few dozen children have been, no, actually it's a few hundred of the tens of thousands of children have been returned until now. And the problem is that the Russians are changing the names of these children. They've given them up for adoption with Russian families, and the children are indoctrinated. They're taught to hate Ukraine, to hate their own families. Some of them are told that Ukraine no longer exists, and the children in the Russian occupied parts of eastern Ukraine, when they reach the age of 18, are being drafted into the Russian armed forces and forced to fight their own people. So this is a war crime. In fact, this is the war crime for which Vladimir Putin was indicted. He's not supposed to travel outside Russia because of this. But you know, it's just one of many, many, many war crimes. And
we're supposed to forget those as well, Lara, as part of this proposed peace deal. It's like, Russia gets readmitted to the G8, trade resumes with Russia. Sure, it was all fine. It was all grand. Let's push on from here. And I know that there are those, the Russia bots are on social media, and I believe that some of them are even texting in to say, well, what do you want? The war has to stop. The killing has to stop. Trump is the guy who's trying to stop it all. But is that really good enough to actually just to give in to the bully who has killed so many people?
No, I mean, it's outrageous. It says full amnesty for wartime actions. It doesn't even say war crimes. No, you can't have peace at any cost. And you know, this is not peace. This is total capitulation. It's demanding the surrender of Ukraine after all they have sacrificed for nearly 4 years.
But what does Zelensky do? Russia. Yeah, what does Zelensky do though? And what does the European Union and the rest of the world do in support of Ukraine if this is the way the United States of America is behaving?
I think that this is really the moment of truth for Europe. The Europeans have to stand up for this, for Ukraine. They must say to Trump, we cannot allow this. This cannot stand. There was a report from the German foreign minister today saying that all of the provisions regarding the European Union and NATO have been taken out of the proposed plan. Well, that's something. That's a beginning. But it doesn't address war crimes, war reparations, territory. You know, how can Russia be given all this territory? I mean, the list just goes on and on. And the agreement reads as if it were written by a school child. I dare say you and I could have written a much better agreement, Matt. I mean, it's just absurd. It was full of spelling errors, and the spellings were Russian spellings of all the names of places. The World Bank is also supposed to help rebuild Ukraine. The World Bank and Europe. And then some of the Russian frozen funds, and then the US takes the profits.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Right, Lara Marlow, thank you so much for being with us again today here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.